The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Chav Vav, and we are at the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Chav Hei Yomid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Marchikin Eso Ilon Min Habor Esrim V'Chomesh Amo. If your neighbor has a bar, you want to plant the tree, you have to make sure that there's a distance of at least 25 amos between your tree and the bark. The Gemara is going to say why. Ubechruv uveshikma, if it's those types of trees, chamishan amos. You have to make sure that it's 50 amos away. Bein milmalo, bein minatzad. This halach is true whether the ilon and the bar are going to be on the same plane, or whether one is going to be lamala, one is going to be lamata, it doesn't matter. As long as they're near each other, within 25 amas for a regular tree, within 50 amas for a chruv and a shikma, the halach is you'd have to be marchik. Says the Mishnah, in Mabar Kadma, what if you do plant a tree and it's in proximity to the bars? If the bar was there first, so then the halach is, being that you planted the tree illegally, koitzeitz, we cut down the tree, the noisein dam. However, we reimburse the person for the hefsid that he's going to have now as a result of the fact that his tree is being cut down. The im ilon kadam, if the ilon was there first, so then he didn't do anything wrong when he planted the tree. To the contrary, the bar should not have been dug in such close proximity to the tree. So then, lo yikoitz, then you're not mechuyev to cut down the tree. Suffix that kadam, suffix that kadam. Let's say we don't know. The loch is lo yikoitz. We don't cut down the tree. It's interesting that this is in contrast to what the Mishnah said on the Afchav Dalet Amid Beis regarding marchikin eso ilon min ha'ir. Just like there's a halacha of marchikin eso ilon min habar, there's a halacha of marchikin eso ilon min ha'ir. And here the halacha was different. Here the halacha is that we always cut down the tree, whether the ilon was there first or whether the ear was there first. The question only is, do we reimburse the bala ilon or do we not reimburse the bala ilon? Over here, depending on whether the ilon was there first or the bar would be first, doesn't just make a difference in whether we paid the bala ilon, but it actually makes a difference in whether we're going to cut it off or not. So when the ilon is close to the ear, we vaday cut down the ilon. The question only is, do we make him whole or not? If he did a pe'isa, we don't. If he didn't do a pe'isa, we do. Over here, the shaila is, are we even going to cut it off in the first place? The Gemara and Daf Chavdol and Beis discuss what the difference is between the two cases. Regardless, Rabbi Yossi, I mean, here we have Rabbi Yossi's famous shita that's been quoted so many times throughout the end of Masechtas Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Masechtas Bava Basra, the Afal Bisha Bar Kedemis Lilon. Even if the bar was there before the ilon, like you could still, the loch is, do not cut the tree. When you planted the tree, you planted a pe'isa. Zach Rabbi Yossi, no, you didn't. You can't tell me that I'm not allowed to plant a tree in my rishos because the shrushim or somehow or another it's going to be mazik my neighbor's bar. As long as I'm planting the tree in my rishos, not in your rishos, just like you were chayfer b'teich shaloi. But at the end of the day, this is Rabbi Yossi Shita, who Rabbi Yossi holds ala nizik l'harchik esatzmoi. The rabbanon argue, they hold ala mazik l'harchik esatzmoi. Either way, we'll see here things that we've seen come upon him throughout the beginning of the Masechta in this first Gemara. Tano, Bein Shabar Lamata V'ina Lamalo, Bein Shabar Lamalo V'ina Lamata. The Mishnah said that this halacha marchikin es ha'ilam and habar is true if they're on the same playing field, so to speak, or if one is higher than the other. And the Braisa said, it doesn't matter which is higher, whether the Baril is Lamata and the Ilan is Lamala, or the Baril is Lamala and the Ilan is Lamata, the halacha is always going to be Marchik. Bishlam is Achti Gemara, Baril Lamata, Ilan Lamala. I understand if the Baril is Lamata and the Ilan is Lamala, why there's an issue. Because the shoshim of the ilan, which are technically higher than the bar, are going to go into the bar and be mazik the bar. But if the bar is the one that's lamal ilan is a matamai, what's the issue? Where's the hezek? The shoshim of the ilan are going to be mazik. How are the shoshim going to be mazik? It's beneath the bar. No, because the shoshim are going to weaken the ground. The ground that's underneath the bar, the bottom of the bar, it's going to cause the walls of the bar to crumble. So the bottom line is that there's a hezek, whether it's menatzad, or whether one is lamayla, the other is lamata. It doesn't matter which one is lamayla, which one is lamata. There's always issue with hezek. Thus, the halach in the Mishnah, marchikin es ilam en habar esam v'chamishama, ubechruv v'shikma chamishamam. Rabbi Yossi argued, Rabbi Yossi said that afal pishat habar kodemes ilan, even if the bar was there before the ilan, which means that when the bala ilan planted his ilon, he did something wrong, still lo yikoitz. Shezeh choyfer b'teich shaloi, v'zeh noiteya b'teich shaloi. Amr Abiyudah Mashmul, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Period. Amr Avashi, ki havon b'yraf kahano. When I was b'yraf kahano, haba amrinon, they used to say that moidi Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. That even though Rabbi Yossi holds of this new chiddush, that as long as I'm being noiteya b'teich shaloi, the Allah is I don't have to be concerned with the fact that the shroshim are coming from my tree and they're going to be mazik my neighbor's bark. Because at the end of the day, that's only true because the hezek that's happening wasn't giri dide. But let's say I did something in my rishos that caused hezek to somebody else, but the hezek that happened was what we can classify as giri dide. Over there, Rabbi Yosi would be moida. So what exactly is giri dide? So let's see Rashi. Heicha the mati lehezekka mitoich yodav shel mazik, where the hezek comes directly from the hands, from the yadayim of the mazik. Rashi gives an example. One of the last gemaras of Masechtas Bava Metzi. There were two neighbors. One lived in the bayis. The other person lived in the aliyahs. One person lived in the walk-up apartment. The other person lived on a second floor. Ifchis mazeva, and then the ceiling of the walk-in apartment, which was the floor of the person who lived on the second floor, started going back. So that the chol imis, the mashi yodi, wherever he would wash his hands, nothing, let that tell you, water would drip down, it would be mazik, the person that was living downstairs. The kishen neuflin, in that case, mi yodi mamish al hatachtoi, any damage that is going to happen is considered to be happening directly from the hands, directly from the maisa of the person that lives upstairs. Thus, over there, even Rabbi Yossi would be moided that the person living on the top floor can't just say, I'm just doing my own thing. I can't take a shower in my own apartment. No, because your maisa of mashiyade, of washing your hands, is causing damage to take place. So it's for that reason, Rabbi Yossi would be moided that you don't say, Alanizik laharchik esatzmai. Because moided Rabbi Yossi begin the day, it's coming directly from his action. It's over here in our Mishnah, for example, where Rabbi Yossi said his opinion. Because in our Mishnah, all you did was planted a tree. The hezek is going to happen, number one, later. And number two, the shroshim are going to grow memela. And that's going to ultimately, at some point, cause damage. But thing that we don't deem it as coming, mitachiyadav shal mazik, mamish, that's this distinction. Incidentally, Tosfos earlier in the parak has a different chilek between giri didei, has a different havana based on the Gemara earlier. But this is the yesod, again, that we've seen so many times. That moidi rabbi yoise begiri didei, papi yivana. So I'm assuming it's miloshen yavan. The Gemara says in Yumad Aftiyodam and Aleph, yavan zu Macedonia. So we think of Yavan as being Greece. If you want to be more precise, Yavan was actually Macedonia. Oni, the Hesher Hava, he was an Oni. And as Gevar Nagvir, Hava Bani Apadmas, when he became a Gvir, he built himself a really nice house. So, Hava Hanach Atsure Beshivavuse, there were people that were olive pressers that lived in his neighborhood. Whenever they would press sesame, having naida apadne, his house would shake. Also, the kami, the Rav Ashi, he went to Rav Ashi, wanted to put a restraining order on these people because here he put so much money into this house, clearly chose the wrong builder, but every time these people were working, the house had tzach getresel. So Amale, so he told him, ki havon be Rav Kahanos. Rav Ashi said that I know Rav Kahanos Yeshiva, they say that moide Rav Yosi begir dile. That even though we pass like Rav Yosi, who holds zeh noiteh b'teich shaloi, v'zeh choyfer b'teich shaloi. So based on that, these sesame pressers have a right to do their thing. The fact that it's causing you damage, I'm sorry, but they are in the right. But and we pass like Rabbi Yosi, but my Rabbi Yosi be giri didei. And this is giri didei because their maisa is directly causing this to take place. It's not like they planted a tree and then later the tree is going to start growing and causing hezek. It's the direct result of the maisa that they're doing. So for that reason, it's going to be a problem. The kama, how much does it have to shape the house in order for us to now stop these people? If he would have a kad, a barrel, on his wall, like on a shelf, and the cover of the barrel would start jumping up and down, that would be too much. At that point, we would stop these sesame presses from doing their thing. The Beibar Mary and Breder Oven, ki having nafti kisna, when they would make and press flax, have a ozla raksa, flax would start flying all over the place. Umask inchi, and of course people has it. Ozla kamed Ravino, amaluhu. So Ravino said, ki amid amid Rabbi Yosi begiri delay. When do you say the Rabbi Yosi holds that begiri delay? You don't say zenotei betech shaloi. Hanimili, that's only deka ozla mikoichai. If at the end of the day, your maisa is what caused the entire hezek to happen. But Hacha, over here, it's Zika who the Kamamti law. Over here, it's the wind that's assisting, it's aiding and abetting this flax to go and be masked. So being that the wind is playing a role in this, we don't look at it as giri dilei. So technically, that case was totally in the Machlokes Rav Yosi and the Chacham. We pass on Rav Yosi. Moed Rabbi Yosef Giri Didei, this certainly sounds like Giri Didei, they're beating flax. Flax is flying and it's causing hezek. So you think it should be chayev. But it seems like that without the wind, there would be no way for the flax to cause hezek. As a result, it falls into the category not of Giri Didei. And the halacha would be that it would be okay. Maska flo ma baravashi, but ma baravashi asked Ravino, and this is an important gemara. Maishna mizoyre v'ruach misayotzoy. I have a tzushtel from a halacha in Hilchot Shabbos that I think contradicts this svar, because one of the lamatas malachis is zoyre. Zoyre is very similar to bayre. Zoyre means to winnow. So you're not allowed to, when you're in the field, you have the shibaylis together with the psaylis, can't throw it up in the air, cause the wind to spread it. It's one of the lamates malachas. If you do it, you're going to be chay. Now, when you're zoyre, the ruach is assisting. The ruach is a chelik of what's doing the maisa. And still we say that the maisa zoyre is nisyachis to the one that threw everything up into the air, to the winnower. It's nisyachis to you. You're over chil Shabbos for it. So you see the fact that the ruach is misayeh doesn't bother me. So why are you telling me ruach misayeh is a reason to not say the Rabbi Yosef Begiri Didei? So then in this case, Ravina wanted to be mechadish that the Bei Bar Merion were okay, because even though it seems like Giri Didei, being that the Ruach is Messiah, we don't view it as Giri Didei. Why is it different than Zoyra, one of the Lama Tes Malachis? With Zoyra, Ruach Messiah, you see your Chayiv. So the Gemara says, I'm Ruach Amidur Amremer. This same Shaila was brought to Amremer. Amalusi, he told him, Faker, Hainu Zoyra, Ruach Messiah. Meaning, he didn't pass him like Ravino. So the Shaila again was where you had people, they were beating flax, and a little bit of flax went, and it was being mazik. The shayla was brought to Ravina. Ravina said it's okay. Then the shayla was brought to Miremer, and Miremer said it's not okay. Why did Miremer say, let's work backwards, that it's not okay? Because even though we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that zenotei b'tech shalois, these people were allowed to beat flax in their own backyard, in their own rishos, but moidi Rabbi Yossi b'giri didei. And even though you could argue that maybe this is not mamash giri didei, because the wind is assisting, so it's not 100% machmas your maisa, but you have precedence in Hilchot Shabbos, Zoyre v'ruach misayasa, you see that's considered Chilul Shabbos. So over here, with regards to Nezakin, the halacha should be the same thing. Ravina didn't paskin that way. Ravina paskined that the halacha is that they're potter from any hezek that took place. Why? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Why don't we say Moide Rabbi Yossi begiri today and there should be a problem? He said, because the ruach is misayasa. Ravina didn't explain. And what's interesting is the Gemara asks a different kasha on Ravina. Ula Ravina, why is this different? That if there was a blacksmith and a spark came out of the work that he was doing, the hizik, and it was mazik, the chayv l'shalem. Why is that different than the case of the flax? And the Gemara answers that very simply, hasam nichalei the lezel, hachalei nichalei the lezel. It's a little unclear what the Gemara's teretz is, but the way they explain the Gemara is over there, he doesn't want the spark to be in his vicinity. He wants it to go far away. So we assume that he gave enough koyach for it to be able to travel even without the ruach. As opposed to over here, where he doesn't want the flax to fly away, he wants it close to him, he probably wants to go pick it up afterwards. So he probably didn't hit it so hard. The only reason it traveled far was because of the ruach. So over there, it's considered ruach misayasa. But either way, going back to the first shayla, maishna mizoyev ruach misayasa, the Gemara asks the kasha and Ravina, and then the Gemara machzik hazayin nishvisidik. The Gemara just moves on to another kasha. So Rashi already bavarin said. And Rashi says that all the Gemara over here didn't address how Ravina is going to be mechalik between the Zokin and Hilchot Shabbos. The Gemara mesach this bavakama, and Perek HaKoinis does. The Gemara asks, mamish this kasha? And the Gemara says that you can't compare Hilchot Shabbos to Hilchot Nezokin. Because by Shabbos, we know the rule is meleches machsheves asur Torah. And as long as it's meleches machsheves, you're going to be chayv. The meleches machsheves asur Torah. Aval hocha grama ba'almahu v'grama b'nezokin pater. So it's true, zoyer v'ruach misayosai is a grama. But as long as it's a meleches machsheves, it's a melacha chashuva, that is enough for it to be considered Hilchot Shabbos. When we're donning nezokin, there's a special halacha. Grama b'nezokin is potter. This is going to be grama b'nezokin, being that the ruach is matzayosai, it's enough that it shouldn't be considered giri didei, being that Rabbi Yosi holds zenatei b'tech shaloi. The halacha is that you're going to be potter. One thing would seem clear from this Gemara, that if somebody does a meleches Shabbos, al yidei grama, the halacha is you're going to be chayev. So Dr. Meyer texted me, he said that he's enjoying the sugyas of groma and garmi, so I figured we'll speak out a little more about groma and garmi, as this has been from the core sugyas here in Perek Lo Yachber. And really, the sugya begins with the Magen Avraham, and Hilchot Shabbos, in Siman Reish Nun Beis. Magen Avram over there is talking about the Malacha of Toichin, which is one of the Lamates Malachas. Okay, Magen Avram, this that Toichin is one of the Lamates Malachas is only if you're Toichin, you grind with the Rechayim Shal Yad. But if you have a regular traditional windmill, regular Rechayim, you take Chitin and you put it into the Rechayim, and the Rechayim itself does the Tchino. Zokta Magen Avram, Potter, you're not Oivachil Shabbos Deiraisa, Abalasar, it's going to be awesome Mishum Shvos. L'mayin Afgemino, if you tell a guy to do it, B'mokim Tzorech, like B'mokim Mitzvah, be a Shvos, the Shvos B'mokim Mitzvah, there may be a way to do Toichin at Shabbos. So when you think of Toichin in your mind, you always think of the old fashioned Tchino. That's not what it is. Tchino, that's Asar Midairaisa, is only if you use a Rechayim Shalyad. But if you don't use a Rechayim Shalyad, you put the chitin into a rechayim, and then the rechayim itself is what does the tchina. We pass from like Beisul that shvistas kelim is not a problem. All it's going to be is a shvus. The nafkimina is when you mitzarif it with another shvus. But makom mitzvah, but makom tzarech, there may be a way to be makom. Achrenim all say, what's pshat in smogad avram? The pshat in smogad avram must be because when you're toichen biyad, so your hand, your mice is doing the actual tchina. Over here, the rechayim is doing the tchina. What did you do? You took the chitim and you put it into the rechayim. Your ma'isa was a grama ba'alma. Grama b'shabes is pater. L'chura d'ashteit in Magen Avram. It's makshem ha'ilam, devin ha'ozer, and that many achroinim, that ma'ishnam yizayv, ruach mesayasa. We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that every zayra be'etzim is a hechatimtza where all you're doing is throwing it up into the air, and the wind is the thing that's actually winnowing it. So you see that Groma B'Shabbos is, and that is a Furusha Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama. The Gemara said that Ravina held that if somebody would be Mazik and Veruach Mesayasa, it wouldn't be considered Giri Delay. Freit the Gemara Maishnam Yizoy Veruach Mesayasa, and the Gemara gave a very clear tariff. The Gemara said, Ki Amrina Zoy Veruach Mesayasa, Hani Milayin Shabbos. The Malachas Mach Shabbos Asrutay. Avalacha, but over here, Groma Ba'almahu, the Groma Benazalkin Potter. So it's clear that even though it's a Maisa Groma, and Groma Ben Azalkin is potter, but that's only Ben Azalkin that Grom is potter. But when it comes to Shabbos, it's going to be Chayiv. So Machshem Ha'olam, it's Mirav Sanigri. How do you understand this Psak Halacha of the Magen Avram? Where the Magen Avram said that if someone would be Toichen Alidei Grom, you would just take the Chitin, put it into the Rechayim, and the Rechayim would do the actual Tchino. You wouldn't be Chayiv, posh it, because it's a Grom. It's a Gemara Mefureshes, Perek HaKoynes, Tav Samach HaMad Aleph, a little bit more Bekitzer here, Bava Basra, Tav Chavava Mad Aleph, that from Zoyre Veruch Masayasa, we learned that even though Grama Ben Azalkin is Potter, Shabbos it's going to be Chayev, because Malachas Machshav is also Tayyip. The truth is that the Evin Ozer, because of this Kasha, argues, and he says that Avada, it's Poshet, that if somebody would be Toichim Bechay Gavno, the Alochas would be Chayev. But the question is, we have to be Miyashiv the Magen Avram. So I saw Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, it is Mikroi Kodesh, it says a Chilek. He says it could be that there's a Nafgemina between Zoyre Veruch Masayasa and Toichin. Zoyer v'ruach mesayasa, when the wind does the zriya, it causes the things to be winnowed and to be separated, although the wind is being mesayaya, but you started yourself the separation process. It's only ruach mesayasa. So when I throw it up in the air, immediately with my ma'isa, something's happening. Now the ruach is going to be mesayaya. It's going to take it to the finish line. But my ma'isa in and of itself began the process. The process began miyat. It's not like I did something that triggered something else, that triggered a third thing that ultimately caused the malacha to happen. The moment I throw it up in the air, the separation process is beginning. Ruach misayasa, it's taking it to the finish line. As long as it starts miyad, it could be b'kai gavna, that's going to be enough, that it shouldn't be considered a groma. It's tafka by toiche, where all I did was I put the chitin into the rechayim. Now you turn the rechayim on, you put the whatever has to go there. The rechayim is doing the ganze malacha. Being that rechayim is doing the ganze malacha, when I put the chitin into the rechayim, nothing happened at that point. It could be over there, it's going to be different. And he brings a riot to such a svara from a Tosis Masechtas Beya, and he takes it a step further. He says that based on that, he believes you could say pshat in what at first glance would seem to be a very ambiguous Yerushalmi in Perek Eilu Nairis that's coming to answer a bumbakash. The Mishnah in Perek Eilu Nairis, the Mishnah says, Hamadlikas Hagodesh B'Shabbos Potter. Somebody lights his friend's Godesh on fire on Shabbos, he's Potter. Even though you're a Mazik, it's Eish 101, but being that you're Chayev for being madlik on Shabbos, kabbal with the rabbi, meaning you're going to be potter from pain. Freit Yerushalmi Akasha, bishloim with the Rabbi Yochanan, who holds eishoy mishum chitzav, that when somebody lights a fire, any sreifa that comes, machmas that fire, even if it happens 5 minutes later because the fire has been spreading, The halacha is it's all nesiachos to you, and we look at it as if you lit that fire over there. So I understand why the halacha is that you're going to be potter. Because for every maisa sreifa was tutzach al yidei your esh, even though technically your maisa was fired already 5 minutes ago, but everything that happens is deemed to be chitzav shel hamadlik hasabeira. It's for that reason you're always going to have a kamli b'drab. But according to Rish Lakish, it's esh nisham amoinai. So what's shitas Rish Lakish? When I light a fire, so the original hadlaka that I did, that's considered my maisa hadlaka. Everything beyond that is not nesiachis to me anymore. I'm not doing anything. I'm lying on my couch now. The fire happens to be spreading on its own. Why then am I chayef? Mishum amayna. It's niske mamin. I'm chayef for mamin amazik, just like I'm chayef for adam amazik. It doesn't fall into the gather of adam amazik, zot Rish Lakish. It falls more into the gather of mamin amazik. Eishin mishum amayna. But the kash is, to the extent that it's a mamin amazik, fos pas tizog, and kam libidir abimine. Kam libidir abimine would work if in Lundis we see that I'm the one that lit the fire. So I lit a fire on Shabbos, it's a malacha Shabbos, he can't be a chayef, he's in his own. That's kam libidir abimine. But according to Rish Lakish, that it's Eishim Mishum Amoinoi. So really, we're not being miyaches that sreifa to me. If we're not being miyaches to me, if my shor is mazik, and at the same time, of course I'm going to be chayef. Why? Because the shor is not mitzvah. This is mamana mazik. The Eish is the one that's doing the malacha. I'm chayef Eish Nizokin, thus I should be chayef for being madlik to Godish. I said tutzach apa hadlokas hagodish. My Eish is not a mitzvah v'oisa. So what should be the problem? Azoy frey to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a teretz. It's a little bit unclear what the teretz is. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach, I'm going to tell you what that Yerushalmi means. Meaning, I'm going to tell you what the answer to this kasha is. The answer to this kasha is that enochinami, it doesn't pass, according to Rish Lakish, to say that my maisa is the one that did the hadlaka that happened 5 minutes after I actually lit the fire. Because in Rish Lakish's world, there's no such chiddush of Eishav Mishum Chitzav. Eishav is always Mishum Amoinai. But at the same time, who caused that fire to burn? The Mavir HaSabeira, the one that lit the fire. When we're danik Shabbos, Grama the Shabbos is Chayiv. How do I know that? From Zayre V'ruach Mesayasa. And Zok Reb Tzvi Pesach, and even the Magen Avram would have to be moided to that. Because it's a Mefurish Gemara, it's a Gemara Perak HaKoynes. Didn't the Magen Avram say that if I put chitin into a Rechayim, that Loch is I'm going to be potter? That's because when I put chitin into Rechayim, nothing happened at that point. But as long as it would start at that point, that would be enough for me to be chayiv. So when I light a Godish, the original Hadlaka, that I'm a regular Mavis Abeira, I'm a Michal Shabbos. The Kash is according to Rish Lakish, all the Sreifas was Tutzachab Shmeter at that point, Eishim Mishum Amoinai, so let me at least be Chai for that. The Teretz is that all those Sreifas I'm going to be Chai for as well. Because my Maisa Hadlaka caused those Sreifas to take place. Being that it caused those Sreifas to take place, I'm a Groma, it's Daima to Zayir V'ruach Mesayasai, because the Hadlaka, the Havara, whatever Malach I'm Chai for started me at, it's not Daima to Toichem Berechayim, where it didn't start me at, being that I'm going to be Chayim Mishom Nezakim, and Mela, I can't be Chayim Mishom Amen. Because even, meaning Poshet, when you dan the Eish Mishom Amen, the Madagas HaGadosh, you're looking at it from the standpoint, is it Eish, or is it not Eish? So according to Rish Lakish, Eish Mishom Amen, say, I'm not a Mavra Sabeira. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach and Chanami, I'm not a Mavra Sabeira. But I'm a Gromam of Mavra Sabeira. And Gromam B'Shabbos is Chayef. That's the Gemara, Mesach Tishab. So you'll tell me, oh, it's not so Poshet. Gromam B'Shabbos is not always Chayef. You have a Magad Avram by Teuchen. Okay, so let's sit down and let's make the Cheshman. When is Gromam Chayef? When is Gromam Potter? It depends. If it starts Miyad, then Gromam's Chayef. If it doesn't start Miyad, then Gromam's Potter. Over here it started Miyad. Being that it started Miyad, it should be Chayef. But he brings over there that others wanted to dingzach with the Svara. Others wanted to say that it could be this is more similar to the Magad Avram. Because Bishloima Zoyv Ruch, very good. Because over here, when this fire goes ahead and it consumes, so Luchura, everything it consumes, you have to dan independently. You don't say that it was one fire that consumed an entire city, so it was one big sreifa. It's not one big sreifa. Kol shibaylis v'shibaylis, you probably have to dan as a separate sreifa. So the fact that I was madlik a godish, so my maisa caused this shibaylis to burn, doesn't necessarily mean that when it spreads 5 minutes later, it was considered the haschala of the sreifa of that shibaylis. So bishlami by zayra, I take one pile, I throw it up in the air. So my maisa zayra caused everything to start this person. But over there it would be different. Al kaponim, that's one mahalach had to answer the Evan Oizah's kasha on the Magen Avraham. He brings that the nesiv achayim, It's a kadmon. It's a sefer that was written by the Baal Karbanos Anal. So he said a different mahalach. He said what you said. He said that it could be the chiluk is you have to look at how was the melacha done, the melacha samishkan. So he says, Zoira, how was it done in the Mishkan? Exactly like this. They would take it, the kernels with a chaff, they throw it up in the air, v'ruach mesayos. That's how the melacha was done. So if that's how the melacha was done, dozach gemar bava kama. That's melachas machsheves asr Torah. But how was toichen done in the Mishkan? You know what toichen was done? The ketisha samamonim. They used to crush the samamonim, which was a ma'aseh toichen. It was done biyad. Being that the toichen of the Mishkan was done biyad, so over there already we can say a svarah that to the extent it's not being done the way it was done in the Mishkan, now we have to base it on regular, usual, and customary parameters. Grama bin azogan is pata. Grama should be pata by Shabbos as well. Meaning it's not the pshat as vashteitin zoyre v'ruach nesayosoy is that there's no halach of grama b'Shabbos. That even though grama b'Shabbos is pot, grama bin azogan is pata, grama b'Shabbos is going to be chai. Of course not. Grama b'Shabbos is potter just like grama b'Nezogin is potter. Because v'shteitin grama is a lumdus. That if I do something ba'ifin grama, we don't necessarily look at the outcome of that as being the siachas to me. The only reason that grama, zayir v'ruch m'sayos is chayiv, is because b'hochi chayiv v'rachmona. That is the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, thus that's what you're not allowed to do. The malacha was done by Ifan Gromo, so that's why Gromo is going to be chayav. But any malacha that wasn't done by Ifan Gromo, and now I did it by Ifan Gromo, and we want to sit down, back of the envelope, and figure out, is it yeah the malacha or is it not the malacha? If it's done by Gromo, there's no question in the world, it's not going to be considered. But the bottom line is, we have an important machloikis, achreinim, gedoli apoiskin, the Magen Avram on the one hand, the Eben Ezer on the other hand. We're learning sugis of Gromo. You have to know if you can dan garmi when you're dealing with Gromo and Shabbos. So in Nezokin, there's always the differences between Gromo and garmi. What about, according to the Magen Avram, that Gromo b'Shabbos is potter? What if it would be a garmi? Maybe the Rechaim should use that as a garmi, but either way, Machloek is Magen Avram, and the Eben Ezer will be the Halacha. It's just kedai to mention, just to notice for a moment, that even though we're talking about Zoyach V'ruach Mesayase, that's the Gemara's example, there really are other examples of Grom on Shabbos. For example, Oifa. Oifa is one of the Lamatas Malachas. Bishul, which is a told of Oifa, is that something that I control the entire outcome of the Mayat? What do? You take the bread, you put it in an oven, you take the dough, you put it in an oven, and then the oven bakes it. So l'chur, that's a grum as well. Or maybe even tzad, trapping. That could be also would be considered a case of grumma. So there are certain melachas that are inherently grumma, but that's the chiluk of the Nesiv HaChayim. That's what the Karban Asana was saying. Where the melach is inherently a grumma, that has nothing to do with the shmuz, because that's the Hachi Chai V'Rachman. The question over here is, where it was not inherently like that, what would be the halacha over there? Either way, Zokhti Mishnah Vayikra. Yita Adam Ilan, Samach L'Sadach Aver. Person now let a plant a tree next to his friend's field. So we have over here, Marchikin Esa Ilan Min O'ir, Marchikin Esa Ilan Min Abar, and now we have Marchikin Esa Ilan Min Hasad. How much space? So previously it was 25 amas, 50 amas, depending on what kind of tree. Over here it's Elam Kein Hirchek Mimenu Arba amas, 4 amas. Echad Gifan of Echad Galil, doesn't matter what kind of tree you're planting, whether you're planting a gefen, a vineyard, or whether it's a regular tree. You get the time. If there was a fence in between, then there's no issue. And the reason is because the time of the Mishnah, why you're not allowed to plant a tree, Samach L'Sadach Averi, has nothing to do with Hezek. It's nothing to do with that. The shroshim of the tree, that's not the point here. The point is something else. The point is that when you're going to be chayresh around your tree, so you're going to have to do work. And you need a circumference of dalan amis in order to properly work your tree. If you're going to be within dalan amis of your friend's field, inevitably you're going to end up in your friend's field. And that's already something you're not allowed to do. Then you'd be causing him hezek, you're trespassing, that's already going to be awesome. So if there's a fence in between your field and your friend's field, you're anyways not crossing over to the dark side, so then you don't have anything to worry about. Let's say you planted a tree, and your tree now has shroshim, it's a krich darayin into your neighbor's field, and he's not happy about it. He wants to plant, he wants to do something in his field. Your shroshim are getting in the way. So, being that it's his field, you had a right to plant. No one's saying you didn't have a right, but he also has a right to get rid of your shroshim. So you can go 3 tefachim deep into the ground. So the shroshim of your tree shouldn't get into the way of his maisa krisha. Let's say he wanted to dig a ditch, so now you have to go more than 3 tefachim deep. He's allowed to. Koit says he can cut the yoyred, can go down as far as he wants. The ha'etzim, who gets to keep the wood that he's taking out of the ground? Shaloi. Who's Shaloi? So the Gemara is going to have a discussion on that. Tana, the Gemara brings a braisa that says that This that the Mishnah said, Lo yita adam ilan samach l'sadu chaveiroi, elam kenich v'menu arba amois, arba amish amur g'dei avodas hakerem. The reason for it is like we mentioned, when we learned the Mishnah, it's for avodas hakerem, and kerem is lav dafka. The point is that you want to work your tree, you need this perimeter of four amos, the chol ruach, so you should be able to work. If it's going to be within four amos of your neighbor's field, you're going to end up in your neighbor's field. We don't want that. This halacha is only true for Eretz Yisrael. It's only there that you need four amos. Aval bebavel shtei amos. The bavel was always considered, you find this in many places in the Gemara, that bavel was considered to be more fertile than Eretz Yisrael. So because it was more fertile, you didn't need so much space around the tree to be able to work it. Two amos would be enough. Tainami hachi le'ita. Adam, Ilan, Samach, Lassad, Chaveri, Elam, Kem, Hirchip, Menu, Shtei Amis. Fake the Gemara, Shtei Amis? Vanantanan, Arba Amis. Elab, Gide Shmuel. Shmuel, I mean, it must be like Shmuel. Armish is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Braisa that said Shtei Amis is talking about Bob. Igid, Rabbi Lomir. But some had the same exact exchange in a different context. Tanan, Unzer, Mishnah, Salit, and Adam, Samach, Chaveri, Elam, Kem, Hirchip, Menu, Arba Amis. The Mishnah says you need four Amis. Vatanya, but we learned to the Braisa, Shtei Amis, Amash Shmuel, Lekasha, Kam, Bovel, Kam, Eretz Yisrael. Bottom line is, whether you had it as a stira, you had it as a raya, the halacha of the Mishnah is only talking about Eretz Yisrael, because it's only in Eretz Yisrael where for Avodas HaKerem you need four Amis. But in Bavel, two Amis is going to be enough. Rava bar Rav Chanan Havalei Hanu Dikli Amitzu de Pradesh. Rava bar Chanan owned the Kalim, and they were at the border, very close to his neighbor's field, who owned a Pardes. Rav Yosef, so Rav Bar Rav Chanan owned the Kalim. Rav Yosef owned this Pardes. He owned the vineyard. Havasitzipar, Yosef Dikli, birds would come, they would sit on his tree, they would perch themselves there. And then, when they finished sitting on the tree, they would go down and they would go into the paradise of Rabbi Yosef Umafile, and they would cause Rabbi Yosef Hefs. Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef went to Rav Bar Bar Chanan and he told him, Zil Kites, cut down your tree, because your tree is causing me damage indirectly. Amaleis, he told him back, V'archikili, I follow the rules. The rule is, Lo yita adam ilan sabach sadach haveroi, elam ken hirchem imenu arba amas. Bavel, only two amas, meaning I'm far away as much as I'm supposed to be. I follow the harchakas of Perek LaYachbar. The fact that damage is happening, I'm sorry. What can I tell you? Passing like Rav Yosi, Zenaytei B'tech Shaloi, V'zei Chayvei B'tech Shaloi. So what do you want for? Amalei told him back, Hani Milu Ilonis. That's only true for Ilonis. Avali Gefanim Be'inot Fei. If your friend has Gefanim, then you have to be farther removed. So he told him, it's not true. The Mishnah says, Mefurish, V'anan T'nan Echad Gefanim V'Echad Kol Ilon. Amalei told him back, Hani Milu Ilon Le'ilon V'Gefanim Le'Gefanim. Aval Ilon Le'Gefanim Be'inot Fei. This is what he told him, Chetish Rav Yosi. That if you own an Ilon, you want to plant an Ilon, your friend owns a Geffen, then you're going to have to be marking it more. Why? For this reason, Gufa. Because we're concerned that the birds are going to come, perch themselves on the tree, then go into the Kerem. It's meaning that the Kerem is very valuable, and an Ilon is a place where birds like to hang out. So they're ready, we need to separate them. Even greater. Zokti Gemara, Amalei, Sir Rabbi Rav Chanan heard what Rav Yosef said, but he told him, Herzachtu, I'm not like Kayatsan, I'm not cutting down my tree. The Amar Rav, because Rav said, Haitik Ludaton Kabo, if somebody has a dekel that has the ability to give off even one kava fruit, Asal Miktai, you're not let it cut it down. Vam Rav Chanina, Lashachav Shichvas, Rav Chanina said that his son Shichvas died, the cuts to Antabalei's man, he was at Tzadik Yisoy Doyle, and the only thing he did wrong was he once cut down a Te'ena tree below his money prematurely. So he told him, Ma, Rabbi Yosef, if you're so worried about your carrot, you can cut it down. But I myself, I'm not cutting this thing. So we have a fascinating little exchange over here. Shaila in Hilchas Niske Shchenim, with regards to Loyita, Adam, Ilan, Samach, Lasada, Chaveroi, a big chiddush on how to learn the Mishnah, that it's only true Geffen, Geffen, Ilan, Ilan. But if one person has Ilan and his neighbor has a Karen, there you would have to distance it even more than the four Amis or the two Amis, because some indirect hezek might happen. And the Gemara brings a Maisa Shahoya between Rav Bar Rav Chanan and Rav Yosef, where ultimately Rav Chanan came around and he realized that halachically he's supposed to cut his tree down, but he refused to cut it. And the reason he refused to cut it is because he heard that there's a gevaldika sakana that could come from cutting down such a tree, and it's for that reason he didn't want to have anything to do with it. So I'll tell you something very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perik Vav Halacha Ches, Ein Koitz Itzin Ilon, Ilon Ein Meichel, Shechutz L'Medina, Ve'ein Moine Mehen Amas HaMayim Kedei Sheyoshev. So somebody has Ilon Ein Meichel, you have like a tree that gives off fruit, so you're not allowed to cut it down. Not only can you not cut it down, you can't even withhold water from it so that it should dry up. And it's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah, Shenemar Leisashchis Es Eitzah. It's a pasuk. It's in the end of Parsha Shoftim. This is the pasuk about Tashchis. The context over there is you're going to go to war and you're going to need weapons. Don't start cutting down the fruit trees to use its wood for weapons. Because it's a fruit tree. If there's a tree that you know for sure is not an Eitz Meichel, that one you're allowed to cut off, that you can use. That you're allowed. So the Rambam brings this halach. It says, somebody that cuts down a tree like that, he gets Malkus. Even though, says the Rambam, the pasuk is talking in the context of war, of course it doesn't mean that. Ela b'chol makor, kol ha-koytze, it's ilon meichel, derech ha-shchoso, loiko. Says the Rambam, there's a caveat. Aval koytze ten oisoi, you could cut it, im hoya mazik ilonis acheres, if it was causing other ilonis damage. Oy b'pnei she mazik b'stei acherim, like our Gemara. Oy b'pnei she damar v'karim. Let's say the wood is more expensive, is more valuable than the fruit that the tree is giving off, then in that case, you certainly would be allowed to cut it. La'yasra Torah, says the Rambam, because the rule of thumb is that the Isra Torah is Ela Derech Hashchasa. But if it's not Derech Hashchasa, it's not going to be us. That's this Gemara. It's brought down Halacha and the Rambam. It really comes from a pasuk in the Torah. And the Parashat Shoftim, there's an Isser Bal Tashchas. We're all familiar with the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his Tzava, and it's debatable, did he mean it only for his family? Did he mean it for all of Klal Yisrael? But he wrote many things that are well known. Most of it is not so well known. But different minhagim, different things that he felt people should take upon themselves. If you go through the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Ois Memhe, number 45, on the list. Ilan ha'oise peiros ein lekatzitz oitzai. You have a tree that's oise peiros, said Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Sava, don't cut it down. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in a tshuva, in Shelis Yaivitz, says, atmaha, with three exclamation marks. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid had a right in his Sava that you're not allowed to cut down an Ilan that oise peiros, a pasuk in the Torah. The Rambam just said that if somebody does that, he's over a loisase, v'chalakoyt it's loika. He even gets malchus. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. So how in the this isn't that tzava? It's the Torah. He didn't write the tayag mitzvahs in his tzava. It sounds like it's some custom, some heebie-jeebie thing maybe that a person should think about himself. So what could Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid have possibly meant? It must be what he meant was as follows. He meant that being that the Rambam says that it's not always usher to cut down this tree, it's only sometimes. So what if you want to cut down a tree and it's not derech hashchasa? So l'chura, it wouldn't be usher. That's where Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid came in. And he said that even though it's not derech hashchasa, so that al pi halacha, it would be okay. I'm telling you not to cut it down. And what's the pshat? It says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, I think the pshat is pashit. It's because we see in our Gemara that cutting down a tree that's oise peiros is not just a question of isa v'ater. It's a question of sakana as well. Rabbi Chanina said, shivchas bri, because he was cut to enable ezmane. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is moisif. He says, I want to ask you a question. It sounds like the only fault Rabbi Chanina was able to find in his son is that he cut it to Ein Ablai Zman. Now, at first glance, cutting it to Ein Ablai Zman is an Issur Deraisa. It's the lav of Baal Sashchus. But if this Yid, Shichvas, was such a tzaddik that he didn't do any Avera, does it make sense that he was over an Issur Torah? Something that's so black and white, that's so mefurish. You know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is that when he did it, he probably wasn't being over the Issur Torah. You know what he was being over? He was being over the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. He was getting involved in an Indian of Sakana. And that's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So that was his makar, that even though it's okay, it's a Mefurish Rambam, but still, at the same time, you see there's an element of Sakana. Bava Basra Dav Chavav, incidentally, this is a Gemara in Perakah Chavav, Bava Kamad Av Tzadik Alv Beis as well. So he saw over there that there's an element of Sakana here. Being that there's an element of Sakana, it's for that reason, he told him to stay away. Tell you something interesting. They recently published the Sefer HaMitzvot. I think it was out of print for many, many, many years when the Maram Shik. So the Maram Shik, of course, was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sefer. And he wrote a commentary on the Taryag Mitzvot. So Mitzvah Tov Kuf Choftes says the Maram Shik is Lois Shleilahashchas Ilon Meichel. This halacha, you're not allowed to cut down an Ilon Meichel, the Isser of Baal Tashchas. He brings over there a kasha from the Sefer Mayan HaChochma. Yes, the Gevaldige Kash. If you look at the pasuk says, "Loisashchus es eitzel l'ndoyachol of garzel, ki mimenu toichel, va'usay loisichreis ki adam eitz atzadis." So you're not allowed to cut down an eitz. That's eitz Michael. That's oisa peiros. Rak eitz asher teida. If you have a tree and you know that it's not an Eitz Meichel, such a tree already, you're allowed to cut down. So he brings the gewaldige kasha. It's a mashma from the pasuk that the only time you're allowed to cut it, it's rak Eitz Asheteda. If you know for sure, kiloy Eitz Meichel. You have to know for a fact. Meaning, what if you're not sure? What if you don't know? If it's an Eitz Meichel, it's not an Eitz Meichel. Don't cut it. Rak Eitz Asheteda. The word teida is the word that we're stelling on. If you know for sure, ki lo yeitz meichel, oy say shas. Says kasha was that we know the Rambam Shita is that even though sveikah deraisa lechum, it's only midrava. But midday raisa, sveikah deraisa is lekula. So if you have a tree and you don't know if the tree is an eitz meichel or it's not an eitz meichel, if you'd ask the Rambam, lechur the Rambam would tell you midday raisa, sveikah deraisa is lekula. So you would be able to cut it down. So why then did the Torah say rak eitz asher teida? Why wouldn't you deem it a regular sveika deraisa, which according to the Rambam and the deraisa levels of kula? Zok, the Meram Sheik, the teretz is pashit. The teretz is because this iser of leisashchis ilon is not just a shayla of iser v'heter. It's a shayla of sakana as well. And here's the chiddush, that even the Rambam that holds that sveika deraisa, mid deraisa is lakula, that's only when it's merely a question of Issa v'Heter. But if it's a suffix sakona, chamira sakanta mi'isura, suffix sakona mid'eraisa, avad you would go to chumra. That's why the Torah says, rak eitz asheteda, kilo eitz meichel. You have to know for sure it's not an eitz meichel, not mitzad the Issa Shabbat. It could be mitzad the Issa Shabbat. There's no reason this should be an anomaly and it should be different than any other sveika deraisa, which you're always allowed to go to kula. But over here, it's a question of sakona as well. So even where it's mutter, still there's an issue. That's the Tzavar Rebbe Yehuda Chassid. That's Rabbi Chanina said about his son, that even though he was a tzaddik, he wasn't even this about Tashka, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but still there was an element of sakana over here. Oh, there's an element of sakana. So, b'makam sofik, avadi, you stay away. Sofik sakana, you go to chumra. Sofik iser, that's a halacha, you're allowed to go to kula. But sofik sakana, you zichah go to chumra, and that's why the Torah emphasizes gewaldig rak eitz asher teitz. Talk to you more about it. Rapapa, habali hani dikli, amitzid ravuna b'ed Rav Yeshua. Rapapa owned the column, and it was right next to the boundary of Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. So he went and he found Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. He was uprooting his tree. He was literally ripping the roots of his tree out of the ground. Amalei, he told him, "My high, what's going on?" Amalei, he told him, "Tanan, what do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Oh, Yeshua Shem Yitzlon Teich Shachaveiroi. If you planted a tree and the shrushim was going into your neighbor's field, Mamik Shloisha Gedei Shalei Yagav Achreishi has a right to dig three tvachim so that when your neighbor plows, the roots are not going to get in his way." I'm only saying, "I didn't mean shloisha." Yeah, you're right. Three tvachim. Marka chafar tvei. You're cutting way more than shloisha. I'm only told him, "I know bereshich and maris kachafarna because I want to dig bereshich and maris in my own field, and that's also a mishnah." Ditnan hayuchev bereshich and maris kaitziv yoyev esim shaloi. Amar Papa. So our Papa said, "Amrile kuli." I kept on arguing backwards when the Rebbe of Shul get him to stop ripping the roots of my tree out of the ground. But no matter what I told him, he outsmarted me. He one-upped me. I couldn't get him to stop. Ad the Amrilei, until I told him, Hodam Rav Yehuda, Meitza Shechziku Bei Rabbim, also the Kalkaloi, that there's a concept of Chazaka, Cheskas Gimel Shana, the topic of the next month or so, starting Sunday morning. Us, so that if there's a Meitza that the Rabbim used to use, somebody's private property, you can't go now, after many years, and say, "I don't want you to use it anymore." So too over here, being that the roots had been in Rav Huna Bered Yeshua's field for an extended period of time, he felt that it should be treated like a Meitzah Shechzika by Rabbim. Thus, even though initially you had the rights to go take it away, but at this point you're already a day late and a dollar short. But the Gemara says, the boss of the Nafik, after Rapapa told Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, again, Rav Huna Bered Yeshua was able to fend off every kasha of Rapapa. These are two Gedali Amirah, going at it in a business setting. It's interesting. But everything Rav Papa said, Rav Huna Bered Yeshua outsmarted him. This he couldn't. But right after Rav Papa left the room, he said, "Amayloi Amrilei, I had a good comeback and I forgot it. Why didn't I tell him, Kan b'toich shesh esreyamo, kan b'chutz shesh esreyamo?" Apparently the roots that are within 16 amas of where the tree really needs to be yoinik from. It's its oxygen. It's what keeps it going. So those 16 amas would be untouchable based on Meitzah Shechziku by Rabbi. But anything beyond that, the Gemara says, the Svara, being that it's not so pertinent to the tree, so you can't come with a time that I have a chazak already, that my roots are there, you don't have a right. What's important and what's absolutely necessary for the yanika of the ilan, for that you can use meitzah shechzik b'ram. Everything beyond that, not. So it's a little bit of a subtle svara, but either way, the Gemara says that's what Rav Huna ben Yehoshua felt he could have told Rav Papa. For eitzim shalos, he said that if somebody, again, plants a tree in his own rishos, the shoshim go into his neighbor's rishos, the neighbor is allowed to dig three tfachiv, even though it's maybe ruining the shoshim a little bit, because he has a right to use his machresha. If he had to use his machresha, he would need at least three tfachim of unobstructed land so that he has a right to now move the... What if he wants to dig a boy sheyachum aras, and he's letting it go as deep as he wants? Kaitzitz v'yoyrit. What about the wood? V'eitzim shaloi. V'yoy m'nei Yaakov ha'daiva m'rav chiz. Yaakov had asked Rav Chiz, the eitzim shalmi. Mishnah says the eitzim shaloi. Who shaloi? Amalesi, tom tenisu. I'll bring you a ride from Mishnah. Shosh, ilan shal hedyit. If there was an ilan that belonged to a hedyit, meaning not hektish, and the shroshim of the ilan were spreading into the neighboring field, which belonged to hektish. Haba mishal hektish. Loi nenev loi mayalim. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to have hana from it, but at the same time, there's no issim ilan. I'm a bishleim bas ilan as lina bishleim. If you always look at the roots that are underground, even in your neighbor's field, as belonging to the bal ha ilan mishum achilim, that's why there's no issim ilan, because the tree again belonged to hedyit. Now the roots spread into Hektish's field. The Gizbar of Hektish is digging in his field. He's pulling out the Eitzim. It belongs to the Balo Elon. Thus it's Shel Hedyet. Thus there's no Issa Me'ilah. But if you're going to tell me that, who would really own that Eitzim? The Balakarka would own the Eitzim. Why is there no Issa Me'ilah? L'chura, it should belong to Hektish. Says the Gemara, Elamai, Basa Ilan. So you're going to tell me you go Basa Ilan, Eima Sefer. Take a look at the Sefer. Shal Hektish, Bishal Hedif. That's, you had the same exact case in the reverse. You had a tree that belonged to Hektish, and now the roots went into Hedif. Loi Menem. So you're not going to have Anah from that. But at the same time, Loi Moyelim. There's no Issa Me'ilah. If Iyah, Basa Ilan, you're going to tell me you go Basa Ilan, Amai Loi Moyelim. Why is there no Issa Me'ilah? The tree, which means the Eitzim all belong to Hektish, so there should be a regular Issa Me'ilah. But the Gemara says, Midi Irya, is it a Tushtel? Bigidulin Habayim, Lachem Lekanaskin. I mean, you can't bring a Rai from the Reisha, you can't bring a Rai from the Seifa. Obviously, that case is not talking about the case that we have in Lo Yachbar. Or, it is talking about the case of Lo Yachbar, but it's a little different, because over there, when the Shroshim grow, they grow after the tree was already there. And any Gidulin that come later from a Hektish perspective are not really viewed as Hektish, because Kasavar is going according to the Mandama that holds Emi Ila Begidulin. So the fact that we say there's no Issa Me'ilah is not a raya to who the Shroshim would belong to from a Chesha Mishpat standpoint. I mean, our Mishnah, we're talking about from a Chesha Mishpat. Who owns it? Does the Bala Ilan own it, or does the Bala Karka own it? There's nothing to do with the Sugi over there. There, Me'ilah, we're just saying there isn't going to be, because it doesn't matter if it belongs to the Balin or Balakarka. Didulin habam la'achar mikan. If you have something that's hektish and you plant it and that something grows from it, those gidulins anyway is going to be no issim ilah. So mi'ilah is off the table. That's why it said over there loy mayalin. Loy mayalin because it's gidulin. Gidulin, there's no mi'ilah. Has no bearings on, from a chayshim mishpat standpoint, who the balabas is going to be. Ravina said, like Kasha, a different teretz. Kan betech sheshes riyama, kan l'chutz sheshes riyama. We said before that the ikur yenika of the shroshim towards the tree is from the 16 amma perimeter. So any shroshim within 16 ammas, that would belong to the ilan. Any shroshim outside would not belong to the ilan. Thus, you can't ask me kashas from over there, because I could always flip it. I could always tell you this is within 16 ammas, and that is outside of 16 ammas. So just before we end, we'll just conclude with something a little lighter related to yesterday's daf, which was a lighter daf, and spoke about the ruchos, and we got into where exactly is the Shechina. Is the Shechina l'tzad Ma'ariv? Is the Shechina b'chol Mokay? Rabbi Akiva, others argue that the Shechina is on the Ma'ariv side. So even though we daven towards Mizrach, really the Shechina is l'tzad Ma'ariv. Based on that, when you daven Shmein Esrei, it would be an idea of maybe Shtelzach, go Ma'ariv. The Gemara brought a Mandama that says that the Shechina is b'chol Mokay. It's actually interesting that the Gemara says if somebody yells really loud while he davens, harizeh miktani amana. Why is he miktani amana? So Pashup Shad is because he's almost suggesting like the Shekhinah is like really far away. So if God's going to hear me, I'm going to have to yell. I'm going to have to scream. How else is he going to hear me? But if a person believes, einoid bovada, and Hashem is everywhere, so when a person's davening Shemay Nesra, he's oymid mamish lifnei hamelech. What are you screaming for? You don't have to get so worked up. Hashem is right in front of you. It's a gemara mesechtes brachas. But then, of course, we know that as it relates to the halacha, when it comes time to davening Shemoneh Esrei, we always go Mizrach. So what's the makar to that? So the makar to that is a Gemara in Mesechtes Brachas. But first, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go backwards to the Gemara. It's brought down in Hilchas Tefillah in Simen Tzadik Dalet. Chaber says as follows: B'kumei l'espala. When a person gets up to daven, and moyo oimid b'chutz laretz, if he was standing in chutz laretz, yachzer ponav keneged Eretz Yisrael. He should face towards Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavin gam v'Yerushalayim ula mikdash ula beis kodesh hakodashim, and he should be mechavin that he's davening in the direction of Yerushalayim, the mikdash, and really the kodesh hakodashim. Moyo oimid b'Eretz Yisrael. Let's see, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Yachzer ponav keneged Yerushalayim. What if he was standing in Yerushalayim? On the other side of the kapayis, the other side of the base of mikdash. So again, you machzer ponov lekapayis. In mispal leruach mishara ruchos. Zok the Rambam. Va'anu shemachzirim ponenu lemizrach. Why do we daven mizrach? The nation anu yoish from the rabbis of Israel. It's very simple. It's because we live to the west of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza panenu l'Eretz Yisrael. So, you want to know the rest of the story? Why do we stand Mizrach? It's not because there's anything special about the Ruach HaMizrachis, as in yesterday's daf, where maybe there was something special about the Ruach Maravis. It's more because, based on this idea, you're supposed to be Mechavim Keneged, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, even the Kodesh HaKadoshim, based on where we are today, geographically, we're supposed to go to the east, but Enchanav, you'd be somewhere else, you'd be facing another direction. Now this is all based on a Braisa that's mentioned in the Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and the Braisa over there is a little bit more Barichus, but it's Kemat, everything that was just brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But if you look at the Braisa, there's one line over there that is added, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring, that was Marishay Lomos. And that is, so the Braisa says, if somebody was standing in Yerushalayim, you should be mechavin to the Beis HaMikdash. If you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, you should be mechavin to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Ho ya oimid Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say you were standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yechavin aslibay keneged Beis HaKadosh. Then you should be mechavin towards the Kapayers. Reik, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oops, I have to daven mincha, it's almost shkia. So you have to know which side is Mizrach. Zok de Braisa, you should be mechavin to the Kapayris. Who's davening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Azoy freak Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Zok Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I have two eitzes. One eitzel, he says it could be. We know that worker men sometimes would have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to fix things. So maybe he's talking about those people, the workers, when they went in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what if they had a daven? So they could daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where do you face? So that's one of the halachas in this braisa. They're telling you exactly how to face. Alternatively, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I'll tell you a different shot. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma that the Kohen Gadol, who used to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, he was mispalel tefillah ketzara bebeis hachitzon. Now that beis hachitzon, you have to appreciate the way the Beis HaMikdash looked, Bizman Bayis Sheni. So Bizman Bayis Rishon, there was a very large wall we had in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Bayis Sheni, there was no wall. All there was a Perechas. But really, there wasn't one Perechas, there were two Perechases. So this is talking about when the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's standing Bein HaPerechas, he would be Mispalo a Tefillah. The tefillah was a tefillah kitzara. Why? Because if it would take too long, people would start getting nervous. Because sometimes the Kohen Gadol didn't make it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So they wanted to see him already. But at the same time, you're not going to give up an opportunity. You're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to chaper in a tefillah. The Gemara says, my matzli, what was his tefillah? Rava bar Rav Oda, the Ravim bar Rav Oda, Travaya Meshmeid Rav Amri. Yirotzim ulfanecha Hashem alikenu, shetehei shona zu gishuma. It should be a shana gishuma and shchuna. We once spoke out of Shakisariya in Gvur Sari. He says this is the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol said the second he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's in this bayis chitzain. This is what he's davening. So he said based on the Gemara Masechta Tainas Dav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says ein akshamim netzarin. Why do people sometimes not have parnasa? El mishum nesapri lashon hara. And the Gemara says that the ketores that was brought on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he walked in back, was mechaper on the chet of Lashon Hara. So the Yidden had to wait for that one day a year to get kapara on Lashon Hara. When did they get it? When the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the moment he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol turns and he says, Klal Yisrael needs parnoso, we need Geshem. I understand now that we're mekatrigim. What were the mekatrigim? The chet, the oven of Lashon Hara. But now that we brought the ketores, we just got the kapara for that Lashon Hara. So he would say, Yiratim ulfanech Hashem alikenu, sheteishan nazuk shuma v'shchuna. The Gemara says others would be meisef le'yadi avit shultam et beis Yehuda v'lehu amach Yisrael tzrich lefarin ezem ezeh v'lo itikonis l'vlech ha'tfilas oivri drach. That's the ganze tefillah. It was a very, very short tefillah. But either way, you see the Kohen Gadol was mispalo when he was standing between the two pareches. on Yom Kippur. Says Rabbi Yaakov Ender, maybe that's what we're referring to. It could be we're referring to that tefillah. But the Emes says this is all very dachuk. Why? Because it sounds like when you daven Mizrach, you don't have to daven Pesukah the Zimra Mizrach, you don't have to daven Birchas Kriya Shema Mizrach, you daven Shema Nesri Mizrach. This wasn't tefillah Shema Nesri. To say that the workers that went in to fix things in the Kodesh HaKadoshim were davening Shema Nesri. Obviously, what came to mind was the Goyen who said that the Kohen Gadol was always allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as long as he did the Seder Avodah Yom Kippur. But again, to daven Shema Nesri, to have a minion from Minchah, it was daven Bichides. I mean, how exactly do you make sense of this whole thing? But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. As it relates to davening the Kodesh HaKadoshim, two nice Marim HaKoyenis. Number one, we all know the Gemara. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Pamachas nechtasti lahakti ketoris lefnai v'lefnin. He said he once entered to be makti the ketoris lefnai v'lefnin. Which posh you would think meant it was in Yom Kippur. In light of the Goyen, maybe it wasn't Yom Kippur. V'ro yisi achas rikel ko Hashem tzvokos. Now you know the rest of the story of the song. Shehu yoyshev al kisei ram v'niso. V'omar li Yishmol ben Ibarcheni. Amarti loy. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha turns to Hashem and asks that tefillah. Yirotzim ufanecha sheyich b'shur rachamechas kascha v'yogoylu rachamecha midoisecha v'tisnaigim bonecha b'midos harachamim v'tikones lehem lefnim mishuras adin. Givaldik. But either way, you see over there that there was a tefillah that was recited in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I think another very nice maramokim is we know that if somebody killed somebody b'shoigig, a retzech b'shoigig, went to Golis. How long was he in Golis? He had to be there at Moisa Koyin Agodol Asher Moshach Oyse B'Shem and Akoyin until the Koyin Gadol died. Which would seem to suggest almost as if the Koyin Gadol is somewhat complicit. He played a little bit of a role here in this Ritzich HaMashoigik. What did he do so bad? So the Gemara Masechtas Makis asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, you should have died. Koyin Gadol, he's the Shliach Tzibur. He has an opportunity to daven, to make sure the Klai Yisrael doesn't do avers. He should have daven. I mean that he didn't daven. It's for that reason that some of the blood of this person that was killed is on his hands. The Targum Yoinesin ben Azil brings this Gemara, he's a Tana, so he brings it in his own words, but he adds a few words. Listen to this. The Save Ba, starting here in the middle of the pasuk, the Ritzeach B'Shoigik is going to be in Golas, Adzmindi Miskahana Rabba, until the Kohen Gadol dies. The Rabbe Yosei Sagi B'Mshach Revusa. And the reason is, the Lot Sali B'Yomi De Kippuri, because the Kohen Gadol should have davened, and he did daven. You know what he did in Davin? Bekoidish Kutshaya, when he entered the Kodesh Kedoshim, Al Klas Aveir Kashian, for the three Aveiris Chamuras, to lay a saklaname base Yisro, but Pulchon and Uchra, the Klai Sosh and Binichon Abe Dezara, Ubigilu Er Yusa, Ubestius Adam Zachia, and Shvichus Dom, Vahavi Beide Levat Lusain, but Sloise, he should have been Mavatlo with his Tvila, for Lot Sali, and he didn't, Mitoil Kain Iskinas, Limas Peshatahu. It's for that reason that he somehow gets involved in this Ritzicha B'Shoigik. Because some of the blood of the person that was killed is on his hands, because he should have davened. When should he have davened? B'yoyme de Kippuri, b'koydesh kutshayim. So you see, there's an idea of the Kohen Gadol davening when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just one other ha'ara, as it relates to Tfilas Mizrach, I don't know the next time that this is going to come up, but just one other ha'ara with regards to Tfilas Mizrach, some of the calm before the storm. So Yaakov Bienenfeld emailed me yesterday a whole bunch of Marim HaKoyimis regarding davening b'Mizrach. So I looked up a little bit, and one of the Marim HaKoyimis is a beautiful tshuva from the Netziv in his Meshiv Dover. The Shiloh over there was asked where there was a kehila that they wanted that the Arn Kodesh should be set up, that it should be facing the Dorim part of the shul, not Mizrach. So we always have the Aron Kodesh, the shul faces Mizrach, and it's based on halacha. The Tziv has a whole arichas over here. We show him and poiskim, and that's the way it should be, because if he's also daven Mizrach, and you're going to walk in, and the Aron Kodesh is going to be Darim, it's going to be confusing. You may accidentally daven Darim, and that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to daven Mizrach. They had a reason why they wanted a Darim. It was better maybe for their business. More people would come. So they sent the shayla to the Tziv, but they were moisef neufach in the shayla. They told the Tziv that it just so happens that adjacent to our shul, towards Mizrach, there's a church. There's a base of Avodah Zarah. So they felt that maybe it's not even proper for them to be davening towards Mizrach. Because if you're davening towards Mizrach, you're literally davening towards the base of Avodah Zarah. So maybe it makes more sense to just do everything Litzad Darim. That's a better way to do it. Either way, the Netziv has a tshuva where he's Mayrach and Yishoinim and Achroinim, Kedarka B'Kodesh. And then at the end, he says that with regards to your Taina, Val Das HaToyeno, Shednivne Base of Avodah Zarah L'Mizrach HaShol Beis HaKnesses, U'Mishumachi Ola B'Daitam L'Hispalo B'Tzad Darim, based on that they want to daven towards Darim, Ein bazet tam klal. Why? Kiven shebeis haknesses hu bayis b'fnei atzmoi. Because you're in the beis haknesses, and the beis haknesses is looked at as a standalone place. It's a standalone bayis. Ein mashe b'chutz l'kois le'beis haknesses chshash klal. Dehecha d'reshus acheres muter. There's no reason for it to be an issue. Just like you find by the halachas of tsoya, etc., where you're not supposed to daven close to something, but if you're in a standalone place, you're blacked off from everything around you, then you don't have to worry about it. So here too, the Beis HaKnesses is a bayis b'fnei atzmai. On the other side of the wall, there's a Beis HaVeid Zara that has absolutely no bearings. And then the Netziv says, and this is the punchline, he says, Teida, I'll prove it to you. Shekosim makas barod, sha'ama Moshe l'pari. Moshe told pari, kitzesi esoir. When I leave the city, I'm going to daven, I'm going to stock my barod. Say Chazal, Rashi brings it. The why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kitzesi Yisrael? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu daven to stop Makas Barod when he was in Mitzrayim? So Rashi says because Mitzrayim was Malaya Gilulim, he couldn't daven in Mitzrayim. Mekenish davenim. Freik the Netziv. This wasn't the first Makkah. What about Makas Dam? What about Tzfardeya? What about Arif? And all those other Makas, we had the same exact issue. Moshe Rabbeinu davened when Pari finally came to that point and he stopped the Makkah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to daven. It doesn't say over there Kitzesi min ha'ir. Why davka here doesn't say Kitzesi min ha'ir? Zokta gevaldik. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened to stop the Makkas, where did he daven? He davened in the Beis HaKnesses. Shama mokum yuchad l'tefilo. Kimavush, like Paski Yeshiva, af b'yoysim in Mitzrayim. V'ayim espalo sham. V'loichoshish l'gilulim. So it didn't matter that Mitzrayim was full of Avodah Zarah. Kimavush espalo b'mokum achar b'mechitzis. Avol b'makas bara. But b'makas bara, we all know. Rotzom Moshe l'espalo tachash meirakiyah. Kidei lahatzer es ha'motah sheikh b'lei l'aretz. What was the punchline of that Makkah, that the Barod stopped mid-air and it turned into rain, it all went away. In order to do that, people had to see Moshe Rabbeinu davening, they have to see him davening, and they have to say, as soon as he says the tefillah, everything stops. He couldn't be in a Beis HaKnesses. He had to be outside. Oh, he had to be outside? So how is he going to daven outside? Mitzrayim is doch melei gelulim. So he had to go to the outside of the border of Mitzrayim, and over there he was able to daven. But what do you see from here, says the Netziv? That despite the fact that Mitzrayim was melei gelulim, it was full of Avodah Zarah. There was no issue for Moshe Rabbeinu to daven. Because as long as you're in the Beis HaKnesses, there's no issue. It's if you're outside, Avada, that's a problem. But if you're inside, there's no issue. So as it relates to that, those Shayalim, he told him, Avada, doing Kodesh, Taf Malagim, Mizrach, every little child knows that. The fact that there's a Beis Avodah Zarah, that doesn't bother me. Your other issues aren't issues. Beautiful tshuva from the Netziv.